Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Al of Akron's going to play around to Trump, too. Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. Happy New Year. How long do you say Happy New Year? What's it, the 6th?
I think you're still
saying it. I haven't talked to Al for a while.
Today's the cutoff, probably.
Probably the cutoff. But I just haven't talked to you for a while. You haven't been on the show, yeah. So Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
So
hopefully Jen turned over a new leaf and is not quite as hard on people as she has
been.
I'm working on it.
The leaf is there. It is.
The leaf is there.
Remains. It is the same leaf. So, Al, just ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Al.
Thank you.
All right. Producer Stevie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you feeling any better?
Yeah.
Okay. You sound better.
Thank you.
And definitely
yesterday
perkier than
no
Friday.
Voice,
I thought I was so. Like, oh, poor, I felt so bad for you. All right, Al, you are well-versed in the game. You're going to answer 5 questions. Obviously, the timer's involved. And Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. Producer Stevie keeping track of the score. We'll see if you can win that Trump Tui limited edition T-shirt. They are back. We are excited about that. We begin with question number one. We begin with the Golden Globes. So they were last night. As for the big winners, the Brutalist won Best Motion Picture Drama, while Emilia Perez took Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. Now, this show that you would find on Hulu, starring Selena Gomez and Steve Martin, was nominated for several awards, but it did not win a Golden Globe Award last night.
Murders in the Building?
Question number two. Super Bowl Fan Fest coming to you, Huntington Bank Field. Verizon is transforming stadiums and venues in all 30 NFL markets with celebrations on Super Bowl Sunday that include food and drinks and meet and greets and all sorts of fun stuff. If you want tickets, they are free and they can be claimed at VerizonFanFest.com. My question to you, who won the Super Bowl last season?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Question number three. Mufasa, the Lion King, won the North American box office over the weekend, with Sonic the Hedgehog 3 slipping to second place. My question to you, what is the name of Mufasa's son?
Oh. Pimbu? I don't know.
Let's go with question number four. The house from Breaking Bad can be yours for a whopping $4 million. Now, this home is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and was used as the external filming location for Walter White's place. Now, the role of Walter White in the show Breaking Bad was played by which actor?
Brian, I can't think of his last name. I know Brian.
Oh,
I can think
of. That's all right. We get to question number five. Browns. It's getting tougher to do, Stevie.
I know. I'm sorry. I had to write a question about it. And I'm trying to do a positive spin after this season. They've secured the second pick in the 2025 NFL draft. That's positive,
offense,
right?
Offense or defense?
Is that what I should ask? Who are they going to draft, offense or defense?
Oh, she would be so bad.
None of us have no idea what they're even going to do. I don't even know if they know what they're going to do. So, by the way, the NFL draft will be held April 24th through the 26th. What year did the NFL draft take place here in Cleveland?
2022.
All right. We'll go with 2022 on that one. We'll see how many of the 5 you answered correctly. Jen's back into the room next to answer those same 5 questions on Star 102. Let's continue around to Trump Tui, shall we? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Al of Akron answering 5 questions a minute ago. Producer Steve, you keep track of the score. Let Al know how he did.
Al got 2.
2 correct today, Al.
Good job, Al.
Thank you.
All right. Same five questions we're going to ask Jen. We begin with question number one because, well, that makes sense. So the Golden Globes were last night. As for the big winners, The Brutalist won Best Motion Picture Drama, while Emilia Perez took Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. This show that you would find on Hulu starring Selena Gomez and Steve Martin was nominated for several but did not win a Golden Globe.
Only Murders in the Building. Why does it never win?
Apparently it is not that well acted. I don't know. They never win. They've been nominated for a ton of things.
And I've really enjoyed the first few seasons. And I just went back to this season. I'm trying to wrap it up.
It cannot win. I am not knocking the show, but they are out act. I don't know what the deal is. Question number two. Super Bowl Fan Fest is coming to Huntington Bank Field. Verizon transforming stadiums and venues in all 30 NFL markets with celebrations on Super Bowl Sunday. Includes food and drinks and meet and greets, live local music. It's going to be a great time. By the way, tickets are free. Can be claimed at VerizonFanFest.com. Who won the Super Bowl last season?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
It was the Kansas City Chiefs. Very confusing Super Bowl. Do you remember that?
Because they were all red.
They were all red and white. Who's playing where?
What's that other team? Is like red and gold or something, but it was like it was very red.
You brought that. I was like, what are you talking about? Yes. We had, I don't know how many calls saying, yeah, they were all the same color. Yeah.
Yes.
Question number three. Mufasa, the Lion King, won the North American box office this weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 slipped to second place. What is the name of Mufasa's son?
Simba.
It is Simba. Question number four. The house from Breaking Bad can be yours for a whopping $4 million. So it is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and was used as the external filming location for Walter White's place. The role of Walter White in Breaking Bad was played by which actor?
What's his name?
Al was right there too. Bryan Cranston. Playing the role. I was wondering if you didn't know
Brian
if you were like, is it Bryan Cranston
something?
Or is it Aaron Paul if you
Do
didn't
I get
watch
like half those a are... point for that? Yeah, no, I watched the first season, I didn't like it. I know
first
everyone
of all,
loves it. Everyone
that is impossible.
That. I know.
Okay.
Why I didn't like that show. Everybody loves that show.
It's like Stevie watching Stranger Things and was out, right? Didn't you watch an episode or two when you were out?
Yeah, I watched the first one.
Question.
I mean, it was okay.
Like, would you go back? Know. Would you go back to it?
No, I wouldn't choose to watch it. But it wasn't.
I mean, the final season,
though,
you would get caught up? I mean, no, Stranger Things? Final season will drop in 2045.
Behind.
Kids are old.
Seriously.
All right. Actually, it's this year. Question number five. Cleveland Browns, they did it. Secured the second pick in the NFL draft. That's all I got. By the way, that draft will be held April 24th through the 26th. What year did the NFL draft take place here in Cleveland?
Oh, 2021.
What? 2021. Right past COVID. Yeah,
right,
absolutely. Final totals there. Stevie.
Al 2, Jen 4.
See?
I'm sorry, Al.
It's the same leaf. I told you, Al. Same leaf.
Sporty Jen again.
Sporty Jen does it again, Al.
Al said when you were out of the room that I should somehow figure out how to ask offense or defense in the NFL draft.
No, seriously.
So I should have asked, who are they going to pick? Is it going to be offense or defense? That's in the back pocket, Al. That was a good suggestion.
Always.
Thanks, guys.
Always good to hear from you, buddy. I hope you have a great day. Al, you know what you need to say.
Alan Ackron voted not Trump Tui on Star 102.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lori in Elyria is going to play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, trying to win that limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just trying to win, period. I'm excited to try again.
Yes. You never know. Maybe today's the day. We're certainly rooting for you. So you know how you start the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Hey, Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Lori.
All right, Stevie's staying in the room. She keeps track of the score. We'll ask you five questions. Jen's making her way out of the room right now. She will stay in the hallway. There you go. Door is now shut. Will you answer them to the best of your ability? Obviously, you're trying to win the I Trump Tui limited edition t-shirt. Ties no longer go to the house. If it happens to tie, then we have a tiebreaker question. We begin with the Cleveland number, with the Cleveland. We do, but we begin with question number one with the Cleveland Browns. They did it. Secured a second pick in the NFL draft.
Is that like a good thing to celebrate?
We, as Browns fans, realize that the season is the season. That's fine. The regular season is the regular season. But the draft belongs to us.
Yeah, but it's kind of like we got a good pick because we did so bad. So
that's all valid. We have to win somewhere. And we almost did that here.
Yeah.
You know, we'll push back. You're 100% right, Steve. Yeah, I know. So they got that second pick. NFL draft's going to be held in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. Which NFL team is located in Green Bay?
The Green Bay Packers.
Question number two. Golden Globes were last night. As for the big winners, you have The Brutalist winning Best Motion Picture Drama, while Emilia Perez took Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. What comedian hosted the Golden Globes last night?
What's her name? I don't remember her
name. That's okay. No problem at all. We'll go with question number three. Mufasa, the Lion King, won the North American box office this weekend, while Sonic the Hedgehog 3 slipped to second place. Who is Mufasa's brother who became the main antagonist in the original Lion King?
Not played.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the timer. We'll go with question number four. So the house from Breaking Bad can be yours for a whopping $4 million. The home is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and was used as the external filming location. What subject did the main character, Walter White, teach when he was a high school teacher?
History.
Question number five, the animated film The Wild Robot, which scored big at the box office since its September debut, is set to premiere on Peacock on January 24th. Which actor who stars in Gladiator 2 and also The Last of Us voiced the character Fink in The Wild Robot?
Again, no idea. Brad Peterson.
Brad Peterson. One of these days, that answer will be correct. How do we write a Brad Peterson?
I know, I'm trying to think.
I think that the pressure is on us to as question writers for that. So there you go. Lori, great job. You answered five questions. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions in 3.5 minutes on Star 102. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Lori and Elyria did her job. She answered five questions a minute ago. How'd she do?
Lori got one.
All right, Lori.
Last week.
That's all right. We'll see what happens, Lori. 1 of 5. We're going to ask Jen those same five questions, beginning with question number one. Cleveland Browns!
Oh, boy.
They secured a second pick. They did it in the 2025 NFL draft. Who are they going to draft? 216? No, our brother station, 92.3, the fan, can talk about it. The NFL draft is going to be held in Green Bay from April 24th through the 26th. Which NFL team is located in Green Bay?
The Packers.
It is the Packers. Question number two. Golden Globes were last night. We talked about it about a half hour ago. As for the big winners, The Brutalist won Best Motion Picture Drama, while Emilia Perez took Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy. What comedian hosted the show last night?
Nikki Glaser.
It was. Question number three. Mufasa, the Lion King, won the North American box office this weekend, while Sonic the Hedgehog 3 slipped to second place. Who was Mufasa's brother who became the main antagonist in the original The Lion King?
Scar.
Yeah. Scar. Bad guy.
Bad guy.
Scar, bad guy.
Do not like Scar.
Not good at all.
I love the review.
That Scar's a bad guy. Captain
King.
Obvious and everybody knows that Scar's a bad guy. If you didn't, spoiler alert. Question number four. He's so mean.
Lion jerk, yeah.
Question number four, the house from Breaking Bad can be yours for a whopping $4 million. So the home is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and was used as the external filming location. What subject did the main character, Walter White, teach when he was a high school teacher?
Chemistry.
It was chemistry. Question number five, the animated film The Wild Robot, which scored big at the box office since its September debut, is set to premiere on Peacock on January 24th. Which actor who stars in Gladiator 2 and The Last of Us voiced the character Fink in The Wild Robot?
It's Pedro Pascal.
It is. Final totals.
Lori 1, Jen 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Lori.
5-1. What is
just
going on?
Just one of those days.
It is, Lori.
Every day is one of those days for me, I guess.
I would listen to that podcast. Every day is one of those days. Lori, we love you. We love that you play. We really appreciate you listening to the show, but you know what you need to say.
Well, no, my name is Lori from Elyria, and I did not Trump to eat again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.